Mm-hmm. And if two people, if you and another person went, you'd say, we
went today.
Or using in the present again, we
are going today. Uh-huh.
And they
went.
Present.
They are going today. Uh-huh.
And if everybody in the room was being given some cake and they passed you up, you might say, well, am I
not going to get any?
Okay, that's fine. If a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in the clothes and say, well, here, just finish the sentence, here.
Dress yourself.
Well, using here is the first word in the sentence, and then something about your clothes. Here.
Here are your clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If a little boy thought you were going to do him some injury, you might say to him, don't be frightened. I
won't hurt you.
Or another way, I'm
not going to hurt you.
Okay. If somebody thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it.
We were going anyway.
Okay. If you were talking about the good old days, you might lean back and say, ah, blank, the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, good. Oh, nobody ever gets that. Some of these are things that usually come out in conversation when you have long conversations, but since we're trying not to have long conversations, I'm trying to get them
correctly. Oh, why don't you tell me something while I'm going? I forgot.
What?
I can't remember.
Well, let me
I was
know.
Going to ask you. I will. I'll stop you next
okay,
time.
Okay, do.
I want to know what something was that
sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, anytime. I'll
okay.
be happy to tell
okay.
you. Of course, now, some of these things are called different things in different parts of the country.
Right. So where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You would say, no.
It was not me.
Okay. Or instead of saying it was not you.
It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little square of cloth to use as a... Or in the mail, they might send you a free...
Swatch.
Well, not a free swatch. A
sample.
Okay. Then, if you saw a dress you liked, you might say, that's a very...
Blank. Pretty dress.
Mm-hmm. And the sales lady would say, but there's one over here that's even...
Prettier.
Mm-hmm. What would you wear over your dress to protect it in the kitchen?
An apron.
And you would write with a...
Pen.
And you'd hold a baby's diaper with a...
Hold a baby's diaper with a...
Thing that closes, you fasten the diaper with a...
A pen.
Uh-huh. And a dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
Mm-hmm. What would you put on over your dress in the winter?
Coat.
Okay. And a man might wear under his coat a sleeveless
vest.
Mm-hmm. And the bottom part of a man's suit is his
pants.
Are there other names for pants?
Trousers.
Or? How about work?
Slacks.
How about work clothes?
Overalls.
Mm-hmm. And if you went outdoors in the winter without your coat and somebody ran after you and brought it and carried it to you, whoops, he would say, here I have, I just said the word, here I have
carried it, brought it to me.
Mm-hmm. And if a package was there, your child might say, the delivery boy blanket here.
Brought the package.
And Jones might call and say, it's the wrong package, please blanket back.
Bring it back.
Mm-hmm. The coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
And if you're, well, a man's coat and pants matching are a
suit.
And if his old one wore out, he'd have to go and buy a brand
new one.
New what?
Suit.
We'd say that together.
He'd have to buy a brand new suit.
Mm-hmm. And if you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them...
Bulky.
It would make them do what?
Bulge.
Mm-hmm. And if you washed a shirt in hot water, you might say it...
Would shrink.
And then yesterday it...
Shrunk.
And everyone I have washed has...
Shrunk.
Okay. When a girl goes out to a party and she likes to put on fancy clothes, you'd say she likes to...
Dress up.
Okay. How about standing in front of a mirror? She likes to... Put on makeup and
prim.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about a man who likes to wear good clothes and look at himself?
A dandy.
Oh. Did you ever hear a man like that called a jelly bean?
No.
I have no idea where that comes from.